Set your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast.
Hey, how's it going, everybody? This is the iPhone Photography Podcast, where we talk about all sorts of iPhone photography goodness. This week, we are down one due to an anniversary, but that's okay. I'm still Mark Sadowski.
And I'm still Joseph Ferreira.
Cool. But Joe, you could be down at any moment now. Your wife can go into labor any second, and I would unabashedly record it.
Hold on, let me go check. she starts going into labor, I'll just have her come in the room and go, start screaming.
Get the kiddie pool ready.
Yeah, that's right.
And then I'd post it, and then
yeah, like get hate mail.
Yeah,
what are you guys doing?
Well, we're trying new demographics. You got to start the kids early. That's what we got to do.
That's right. Get them on the show early.
Yeah. Anyway, until that happens, let's just say that in case DEF CON 1 comes around and. There might be some delays in future episodes. We're going around birthing situations, and Matt has his child that he's balancing his busy schedule around. So we're juggling a few things here. We're recording a day later because I had some child issues. My youngest one is teething, and he's going through you'd think that he was hulking out. I was expecting him to turn green from the pain. But he didn't turn green. However, he did cause $100,000 worth of property damage. So, but it's okay. We're insured. So
you're making me mad.
Yeah.
You like, when I'm mad.
No, you got to go for the new line. My son turns to me. He's like, "That's my secret. I'm always angry." Baby rage. But he did it so cutely, so that's why no one stopped him.
You know what? I think that's the reason babies are cute. God made babies cute so that parents wouldn't kill them.
Yeah. I don't know. My baby could pretty much rage out. It turns into a whole other baby.
And you're like, "Oh,
Damien." So, anyway, that has nothing to do with iPhone photography. So, let's get into some news.
News team, assemble!
A little bit of a tangent. They have the new trailer for the Anchorman movie coming out. Or it's already out.
I don't know.
I haven't seen the first one.
Shows you how much I've been paying attention.
That's okay. Just an FYI, in case you want to pause the podcast and check out your trailers app. First thing we wanted to cover, for some boring news, because that's always good to start with, get you guys nice and sleepy before we get to the good stuff. The iPhone 5S sales are doing crazy awesome, but the iPhone 5C orders are, a lot of people are saying that's kind of in the tank. Depending on who you're looking at, you have the people who are always looking for bad news, saying, the end is nigh. And they can't really say that about the iPhone 5S because it's going, it's selling like freaking hotcakes. So what's left is the 5C. Oh, look at the 5C. 5C is doing horribly bad. So anyway, what's your take on that, Joe? What do you think about the iPhone 5C?
We kind of figured that the 5C wasn't going to do well, mainly because most of the hardcore iPhone users are going to want the 5S.
Yeah.
Because it has all the extra features and everything. I don't think that Apple really thought that the 5C was going to, outpace the 5S at all. I think their aim was just to get into a different, try something different, test the waters, and see if it's worth doing, a 6C when the next generation of iPhones comes out or whatever they're going to call it.
Yeah.
But, You know, everybody's like, oh, this is stupid. It's terrible. But you know what? It's a great phone. You know,
I will actually attest to that. I actually went into a iTunes store just to see the aftermath of all the lines and everything, just to see if it was still there. I was expecting to see a big crater with a bunch of fanboys sitting in a powwow style, you know, with a pig's head on a spike, flies all around it. Instead, I actually got to see the iPhone 5C. And I have to say, for a phone, it's actually pretty decent. When I picked it up, it felt good in the hands. It felt really solid. And here's the cool thing is, you don't have a slippery grip with it. You were able to have a nice firm grip, like a handshake.
This is great for parents that want to buy their kids an iPhone and know that it's going to bounce.
Or if you have a wife with slippery hands.
Yeah.
She's asleep and doesn't listen to the show, so I can say that.
Plus, we're so close to when the sales started. It's just now getting around that some of these new countries that are getting iPhones, this is probably a great chance for them to get a lower price iPhone than to pay for the full on, $700 to $900.
Yeah, but they're only paying like $100 difference, and that's right. Just by our standard money. Right. It could be more expensive
and,
somewhere else.
And who knows if, you know, colors in another country is more, you know, people want it more than just the standard iPhone. You know?
Right.
So there's too much speculation, and there's too many of these pundits out there that want to bash Apple that, you know, we haven't even seen the full story, you know. And by the time, I would say by the end of the year should be a good indication of where Apple stands on its sales with the iPhone.
Right. I mean, overall, what? In the opening day, Apple announced that they sold 9 million units, which was insane.
Yeah.
They didn't break it down, but, I mean, they still sold a metric ton of nice goods. And by all accounts, it's still selling like hotcakes.
Right. Mac Rumors is saying that they're going to increase the 5S production by 75% and decrease the orders of 5Cs by 35%.
Right. So and that makes sense because, I mean, we all saw the demand of just a gold iPhone alone, which, by the way, I actually saw as well. And I kind of
did you bring a bag of sand and kind of swap it out?
Indiana Jones style. Yeah, but they had a much faster rolling ball that smushed me. So didn't quite make it out in time.
Yeah.
I have to say, though, the gold iPhone is actually pretty good looking. If I were given the choice to buy it, I'd buy it. Now, that would be my last choice. I still would have rather got the silver one. Silver, gray, then gold would be my way to go. But it is actually a good-looking phone. I don't think it's actually tacky at all now that I've actually seen it.
Let me ask you this, since you have the 5S.
Yes.
Have you tried the Flash?
I have tried the Flash.
What do you think?
It is a perfectly beautiful way of capturing the best red eye in the world.
Well, we got software to take out the red eye, right?
Yeah, I guess, but it was like, eh. I was going to post something about it, but the photos still came out so bad that it wasn't worth it.
I think it's operator error.
It most likely is. I was, like I said in the last episode, I was testing this during a wedding. Now, here's the big thing is that it takes forever for that flash to go off.
Really?
Yeah.
Because of the calculations.
Calculations. Like, literally, I counted 2 seconds for one shot.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I only did one shot. But after that, I'm like, yeah, you know what? I got to go to work.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try it a few more times and maybe put a post about it. But overall, I mean, it's a flash. It's an LED flash. What do you expect?
Right.
90% of the time I don't use it.
I use it by accident.
Exactly. That's how anybody uses it, right? The last thing I want to mention about the iPhone 5C, then we'll move on. Yes, it's not performing as well as the iPhone 5S. Anybody with a rudimentary understanding of math can understand that and, you know, not be shocked by it. However, if you compare the iPhone 5C sales to, say, like some of the Galaxy Note or the Galaxy whatever phones, I hear that the iPhone 5C is still doing much better than those phones. And I think that's real telling on where Apple really wants to fight against. Because the iPhone 5S isn't getting cannibalized by the iPhone 5C sales. That ain't happening.
Nope.
And it was never intended to happen. Anybody who wanted an iPhone 5S is going for Apple 5S. But if they can cannibalize the other guy's sales, that's all the better. It doesn't cost that much to make an iPhone 5C. The creation of those is pretty, pretty inexpensive compared to the iPhone 5 that came out last year. So the profit margins are much bigger. Apple is not going anywhere anytime soon. I think everybody's just looking for an excuse to, say the sky is falling, and that's all we'll say with that.
Yeah, there's a model of the sales between October of last year and September of this year, where they lined up the 4, the 4S, and the 5, and, you know, the 4 being the entry level, the 4S being, you know, the $100 model, and then the 5 being the newest. It's almost identical to the way the 4S, the 5C, and the 5S were sold this year. So I don't think that's telling anything about the 5C in particular. It's pretty much spot on with how it was last year with the different tiered models.
Yep.
So, I thought that was a great graphics to have to make a comparison of.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, again, it's anybody who follows Apple this is like, duh. But again, you have the analysts who try to, justify their salaries, basically making up shit all the time. Who cares? Like we said, this is the boring story. On to some slightly better news. Apple is about to hold another press event. This time it's on October 22nd, just around the corner. This time it's going to be talking about the new iPad and probably the new Mac Pro or the MacBook Pros, possibly. There really isn't a lot of talk about the iPhone in this event. They'll probably talk about some sales. They'll talk about overall sales is what I'm guessing at. Do you think there's going to be anything that's going to be outstanding, that's going to be cool to iPhone photography?
I want to say no.
Yeah.
I just don't see it happening with everything that's, going on with the iPad and, the Mac Pro and all those. I don't see them doing anything with iOS, the iPhone.
Okay, how about the iPad? Do you think that their camera feature is going to get the kind of same good treatment that the iPhone 5S got, like the new iPads?
I would hope so, or we'd have a lot of elderly people that would be very upset because...
Yeah.
No, I would think that this would be an upgrade from last year.
Yeah.
So I would expect to see probably some of the same stuff with the 5C. I'm sorry, 5S. That's going to happen with the new iPad. I'm curious about the iPad Mini on what they're going to do. Are they going to give it Retina, or is there going to be an upgrade, a major upgrade with the camera? because I would think that they would like to sell as many of the minis as they could, and to give it a proper, you know, photo taking abilities like the newest iPhone, I think would probably kick that up.
Now, here's my take on the iPad mini, because that's in a unique situation, because people are saying it's either going to be I'm speaking in really weird accents today. Lack of sleep will do that. There's going to be a Retina model, or there's not going to be a Retina model. And I'm going to take a guess that if it's a Retina model, the camera is going to be as good as the iPhone 5C.
Right.
If it's going to be a non-Retina model, I think they're going to go the iPhone 5S way, just to give it some extra oomph.
Right.
Because the iPad mini is the only other device that you can...
not look like a complete dork when you take a picture with it?
Yeah. It's still manageable. And I think that's going to be a contender, I guess. I don't know.
Mark and I were talking about this before the show, and part of me wants to just bash iPad, you know, photography, but in the same way, it's like I'm promoting iPhone photography. It's we're taking photos with our phones. And, you know, so, you know, I can't stand here and say, oh, that's stupid. Why would anybody want to take a photo with an iPad when it is perfectly capable and, you know, does very well? It just looks bad.
Yeah. Well, going on top of what you were saying, I see it way more often than usual, and it's always with elderly. Whenever I photograph a wedding, I see iPads everywhere. And God help me, no one's gotten in the way of, like, in the middle of an aisle where some photographers suffer. It's always been pretty reasonable. But every single time that an old lady with an iPad is and they're all recording video, by the way. They're not taking photos. It's all video.
And that's true.
Every one of them will tell me, I'm doing this because the bride wants me to. I'm like, yeah, I'm sure she asked you. And then I just thank him for holding it correctly. Because, you know.
In landscape mode.
You know what? I'll take what I can get. You know, on a little bit of a tangent here, I photographed a wedding on a couple Saturdays ago. And this particular wedding, I was asked to follow the bride to do table shots, which to wedding photographers is the kiss of death. Because table photography is like, you're basically following the... I'll save that story. It's not really a kiss of death. It's just you'd rather be photographing the crazy stuff on the dance floor. But every time, you know, I'm taking a group photo, you know, iPhones would pop out of the woodworks. Here, take, you know, somebody would be like, take this photo. And at this particular wedding, I just got sick and tired of people trying to take a photo, because at this particular wedding, nobody knew how to use the camera. Like, everybody was fumbling, and like, I'm waiting for the bride and groom to go for the next pose with another couple that they're right. setting up. So in every single case, I grab it, flick it, and just take the photo with the plus button. And it's like, I got the show off in another way, but, I thought it was just pretty funny.
I thought they were standing up and trying to take a picture.
No, I would take my shot, and then everybody else would take their shot. Nobody was handing me anything. I would literally take it from their hands. I'm like, give me that. Click. Here you go. Because they would take so long for the shot. They didn't know how to focus. They just a lot of confused looks on their faces. I'm like, this is your phone. And, but anyway, it was all good fun. This particular wedding, the table shots were actually pretty fun. But in previous weddings, it usually isn't. You can send your hate mail too.
Yeah.
Anyway, what were we going at?
Well, we were talking about the October event.
Yeah, so I think we've said all that needs to be said about it. It's it'll be an interesting event. I hope it's played live this time. I hope they're able to stream it, but I don't think that's going to happen.
I will be very shocked if they do have anything for the iPhone on this.
Yeah.
I would be very shocked.
We'll see. And we'll follow up next week, and we'll be able to tell everybody that we were wrong. So, fair enough. Last bit of news I think is going to be pretty cool. I don't know if we touched on this in the last episode that we did. We skipped a week because we did our the very last recording for the Lenswipe Photography podcast, which I will mention later on in the episode.
This, what we're talking about, came out last week. It didn't come out the last week we did a show.
Yeah.
So this is new.
So I'm going to let you take it away because this is something that you're really excited about.
Oh, I'm in lust.
You love this thing as much as I love a Fuji camera.
I know. There's this new device that is right now in Kickstarter. And in the first 9 days, they met their goal. They wanted $25,000, and it's called the Beast Grip. And it allows you to place your iPhone in this grip and attach lenses to it. Not only that, the one thing that I was really thrilled about and I thought was excellent was being able to place your iPhone when it was still in the protective case.
Yes.
So that to me is huge. I don't like having to take my case off. Number one, I have the case on there in case I drop it. And when it's not in its case, I worry about my phone. So, you know, my Olo Clip, I love the Olo Clip. I just wish that it would work with OtterBox.
Yeah.
This right here allows you to place your phone in it and be able to attach extension lenses, like for SLR or mirrorless cameras. And so they I want to see how it would work with regular lenses too, but the video was amazing. I was very impressed with it.
And we'll have a link in the show notes for this thing.
Yes, definitely click on. You know, there's still 14 days to go as of tonight, which is Friday, to contribute to the Kickstarter. And the video was produced very well. And
yeah.
I want to say that I believe, you know, my shots can look like that.
Oh yeah.
If I use it. So
now I'm just going to piggyback, just interrupt real quick. The unique thing about this is that it's essentially a universal grip. This thing will allow you to use your iPhone 5, 5S, iPhone 5, whatever you have.
The
4S.
The 3GS.
And the unique thing about this is it's totally an adjustable grip because you can use it with your case on, whatever the case may be. You see what I did there? But you can also use any Android phone, essentially. You can, they say Windows phone, but I think they were just being nice. you can.
Well, Lumia, you know, they have that one camera that supposedly is really great.
Okay, you have that.
I haven't tried it.
And they don't mention BlackBerry, so sorry, guys.
They actually have an LG phone in the picture for the video, but I don't know which one it is.
It's okay. Yeah. And in this case, it's irrelevant, but it's total universal adjustability. And I mean, this thing is sick. This thing looks like it's just like the framework of a monster.
It's built. Yeah. The guy who's making it is, he's He wants it to be 100% made in America. That's not to take away from the Canadians and all them and everybody. But, you know, he's making it in Chicago with 3D printers.
And that's the awesome thing.
Yeah. And so most of the money that they're raising right now is to buy some more 3D printers because he really wants to ramp up the production.
Yeah. Now, the unique thing is, the unique thing, you've already mentioned a whole bunch of unique things. I'm just fascinated with, like, the sample photo they have in this where, what is it, a few examples of using the Beast Grip. And they have this one where it's, like, lens attached to it. They have this LED lighting fixture attached to it. They have big microphone attached to it and this other contraption, which I'm assuming is to implant cyborgs. But they have this entire crazy fixture to it. You can mount certain stabilizers to this thing. I mean, the uses for this is just, you know, whatever your imagination is. It's essentially your way of making a GoPro rig to do some crazy stuff or just do some video work.
I see it mainly for video. I really do.
I see it for photography too, because I mean, you can use external lenses, which I mean, imagine using some of your Canon L lenses with nice prime the prime feature on it to take some, you know, really crazy shots.
I don't make enough to have L lenses.
No, but you still have some good you still have a good lens.
No, I have good lenses.
But just imagine using that, just that kind of glass. I could only imagine. I've never actually done it. but that would be pretty awesome.
This thing looks solid.
Yeah. I mean, it, to me, for those of you who know anything about video, it looks like the Red camera rigging stuff. I mean, it just looks, it has this ugly beauty to it. Like, it looks very technical. You show up with one of these things and people will be in awe.
Yeah. No, it's very well presented. And I the video, I was very impressed.
Yeah.
I really want to get my hands on one of these.
I have, I sent a message to, I can't pronounce his name. It's Vadim.
Vadim Chelenko.
Yeah, him. I sent him a message to see if he would want to be on the show to talk about it. I hope he comes on. But, you know, the olive branch is put out. And if he wants to come on to talk about it, that would be really cool. My biggest thing, I just kind of wanted to throw this out there as a, you know, just a what if, you know. Are we seeing too many of these things? Because this isn't the first lens adapter that came out. I remember
not like this.
That is true. There hasn't been anything like this. But wouldn't it be just easier to just use a camera rather than beefing up your smartphone?
I would say no. It depends on what you're wanting to do, but for me, this is like having, instead of having both a phone and a camera, it's like having one and a half.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, you take it and you make it into one. I think you're carrying less gear, at least by combining the two.
Mm-hmm.
If I was to go out and I needed to use my DSLR, I would take my DSLR. But for the most cases, if I could just toss that sucker in a bag and then have my phone with me, I would easily slap it into place and then do video with it.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's an either or.
Yeah. See, the way I look at it is, like, I look at this thing and I'm like, this is so awesome. But then on the other side of the coin, I'm like, well, maybe I'll just use a Fuji camera just to do the same thing.
Yeah, but you're looking at a tenth the cost.
That is true. Or I'll just use my 5D to get the shot that I want. Or if it's video, I don't know. Like, do I need all of this to take good video?
I would say from video aspect, I would say yes. Because stability is key when it comes to great video.
Yeah.
And just holding your camera, unless you're sitting down, you've got both hands on it and you're resting it on your knees and you're using the image stabilization, that is basically the only way you're going to get a fluid video, because for the most part, it just takes a little bit for the camera to shake.
Right.
And I've been doing a lot of video lately, and I can see it. But having something that you can grip that fits in your hand compared to what the phone does, I think is going to increase the quality of the videos.
I really do. Well, I'd love to give this a try. Here's my problem. Even if we were to get a review copy of this thing, which I'd let you try it because I'd just swoon over this thing too much.
I know.
The thing is, to properly give this a go, you would need to invest in a whole bunch more rigging for like the microphone and lights and all that other fun stuff.
It depends. It really does depend. It does come with a cold shoe.
Yeah.
Socket, so you can mount. You can probably make a rig yourself for a external mic. But I don't know if I would actually want to have a on rig lighting system.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably set up an off rig lighting system. It just depends. It depends on what you want to do. And I imagine there's going to be people out there that are going to really take this and try to do as much as they can with it.
And I would love to see if anybody has any sample footage apart from what they're seeing on the Kickstarter, you know, send it our way. Cause like some of the stuff that I see here is just absolutely sick. Like some of them have them attached to a bicycle. Some have it attached to a car.
Yeah.
They
have them like snowboarding down and they're holding onto a pole with the camera facing towards them. I thought that was sweet. I was very impressed with the lack of jello effect that I was seeing in the video.
Now explain what that is.
Meaning,
in case a certain host doesn't understand what that means.
Right. Well, the way video is done, all DSLRs and most if not all digital cameras have what's called a jello effect, meaning if you move the camera, the way the frames are, it writes out each line of the image starting at the top and moving its way down. Well, if you move really quickly, you're going to have a jello-like effect that you're going to see in the video. It's not going to be solid. It's not like a analog film video where, it's the shutter works and there you have your image. It writes it line at a time. So by the time it gets from the top to the bottom, the scene could have changed.
Yeah.
And so it gives kind of a jello effect. And it also the stabilization with these like the 4S and newer is really good, but you can still get that sort of jello effect in it. And a lot of it has to do with bouncing around and or quick movements within a scene.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a 4 and a 4S, you will see a major difference in the video quality, and you'll see a lot of jello effects in the 4.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to see how it works with with the video and what type of setup you need in order to get reduce the jelloing effect.
Yeah. So anyway, we thought we'd mention it to you guys. It's a really cool project. If you're going to support it, you got 14 days as of the recording of the show, probably a day by the time I put this thing up. So so get on it. To get one of these things, I think the early bird,
Well, I think the early one is already sold out.
Yeah, everything else is going to be $70 and upward.
Yep, the early backers to get one was $65. He already sold out of those. Right now, there's the $70 for the basic. You can choose out of three primary colors. $75, and you can choose.
No, that's all gone. You only have
those are all gone. Yep.
You only have the $70 option.
Dollars. Which I mean, heck, I wish I had $70 right now.
Yeah, I know, right? So anyway, get on it. So anyway, that's all for the news. Let us go into post pick of the week. So whose turn is it? Is it mine or yours?
I want to say it's yours.
That's all right. The pick that I have. I misplaced it.
Where'd you put it?
I don't know. I'm looking for it, so I'm wasting time right now talking. But
we're at 14,500 images.
I know, it's crazy.
Shutter hashtag.
You know what? I'm just going to go with I'm going to take a page out of Matt's book and go for something abstract. This one's by Doug Sparling. You know which one I'm talking about.
Is this the photocopy machine?
The photocopy machine. I don't even know what the hell happened here. All he says is the photocopy machine at work. Yep, it really is. And is he photographing something in the photocopy machine? I have no idea. I can't describe this thing. It looks like something out of the first edition of Lawnmower Man back in the early 2000s. It looks really, really cool. That's all I can say. That's it.
So, I don't know.
If you hold your fists over your eyes and press down on it for about a minute and then remove it and then open your eyes, you'll see that weird effect. You know how you're blind for a second and then just everything's weird and funky? It's that.
Oh, I thought you were telling me to do it right now. I'm like pressing. I'm like, what?
So you'll get the partial effect. But you'll essentially see that design in your within your field of vision. That's the best way I could describe this photo.
And, Doug, you're going to have to tell us how you did this.
Yeah, you're going to have to tell us a little bit more about this and let us know how you got the iPhone to drop acid. But it really is a cool photo. I really wish we could describe more about it. But it will be in our show notes, so go to tinyshutter.com and you'll know it when you see it. So there you go. And if you want to contribute to Post Pick of the Week, all you need to do is just add a hashtag #TinyShutter to your Instagram photo, and boom, you're in the club. We love seeing everybody's photos. Everybody's provided some awesome photos. So go ahead, check it out. Be a part of the team. Share your photos. You can also share your photos in our TinyShutter group community on Google Plus. Just do a search for Tiny Shutter, and you can also join our Facebook page. Just go to Facebook and do a search. And I suppose you could go to Twitter as well. We're at Tiny Shutter on Twitter.
Yep. I'll have to say this, too, that this kind of goes along with what we decided last episode on the Tiny Shutter challenge being lines. This actually works out really well with the challenge.
Oh, yeah, there are definitely lines in here.
So I was thinking for this week, doing some sort of like fall festive.
Wait, can I add one more thing?
Oh, sure.
An honorable mention goes to Science Wins. He has, Science Wins. If you look, he has this, his lines are really, really good. It's also an abstract image. It's very colorful. And dare I say, according to my eyes, it has a bit of a 3D effect.
No kidding.
Yeah. I mean, with the red and blue and all that jazz, it's,
called it Slide.
I don't know what the hell is happening in this, but whatever it is, give me more.
Yeah. So I was thinking for this episode, this week, doing fall festive, meaning that, you know, Halloween's coming up, so is Thanksgiving. And, you know, so you'll see a lot of, you know, pumpkins and, you know, fall type stuff, or, you know, spider webs, whatever you like doing. So I thought, you know, get creative and see what you can get with fall festive.
Yeah, that'd be cool. And just add them, add hashtag Tiny Shutter to your photo. And, yeah, we'll swoon over it like we did with these two. Awesome. So let's go into some, focus points.
Focus point.
What do you got?
You know what? I was really trying to think of a focus point, and I really don't have one, other than I'm going to go back to one I've said before, because I don't know if people do this. Snapseed. You know, Snapseed is a great app. If you don't have Snapseed, get it. It's free. Take your Snapseed and take a photo and try every single function in that app. And there's many different ways you can do things, and find out what you like and what works for you. Because sometimes I'll pull out Snapseed and I'll be like, oh, you know what? I can do this. And I forgot about that. And, you know, make creative images with it.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? I want to add one more thing. I did this week with my photography, and I'm going to have to say that the new shutter button is going to be my focus point.
Interesting.
Because I took some images of my kids. My son was laying on the couch reading a book, and my daughter was bouncing on the couch next to him. And so what I did was I had her, you know, keep bouncing, and I held down the shutter button, and it just took continuous pictures.
Yeah.
Click, 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 click. And then I went through and found the ones that I liked. Because some people are like, well, how'd you do that? You know, I was like, well, I took a series of images and this one came out. I knew what I wanted to do. I was looking for that particular image, but I didn't want to sit there and try to take the image, you know, as it's happening. I knew that I was going to be able to grab it somehow or another.
Yeah.
So, you know, take that new shutter, shutter action, and just hold it down and see what you get, especially if you have kids or there's a lot of activity going on. You're going to get a lot of motion blur. You're going to get something different than what you thought you would get by just taking a regular snapshot.
Yeah. Nice. That is a good tip. I am going to suggest, and this is something that I'm still playing around with, is an app called Photor HDR, and it was featured on the App Store, and I believe it's just 99 cents.
Is that Photor with an F?
Yes, Photor space HDR. Let me see. Yeah, it's 99 cents in the App Store, and it's an interesting HDR app. I think Matt would like this. I'm not sure if he would love this, but this is supposed to, it takes two consecutive photos, and it does it pretty quickly, and then stitches them together. And creates an HDR photo, and then you can use some of their preset styles to adjust what kind of HDR that you want. Do you want it to be natural, surreal? Do you want it to be have like an indoor feel to it? They have the grunge effect. And it's supposed to automatically take care of the ghosting. Like, if your hand is a little shaky, like mine is, then, you know, it's supposed to be able to compensate for that. So, I think it's okay. I think for an HDR app, it's worth the 99 cents. I happen to like it. Let me see. I just took an HDR photo right now. And I am going to check my camera roll. I'm testing like so many stuff right now. I still have to do a proper testing for the, what's it called? The kick light.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm looking at the HDR photo and it handles the ghosting pretty well. You know, I don't have the steadiest hams. Yeah, my ham is not steady. It's as far as ham goes, oh man, is it shaky. It does a pretty good job. And
it looks, the images they have on there look awesome.
Of course, they're going to have the best images in there. But the images that I've taken so far is pretty decent. I still want to do a little bit more testing with it, but up until October 20th. Oh, God, I hope I post this really quickly. It's 99 cents, and then it's going to go back to, I guess, $1.99. It's 50% off right now. So if you're listening to this after October 20th, then, you know, I you know what? I'll say this. I think it's still worth $1.99, even cool. If it's, even if, you know, you're not into it or something. I don't know. I think it's worth $1.99 to play around with because, you know, it's a different style of photographing HDR, and I think it's worth it.
Looks cool.
Yeah. So that's all we got. That's a show. I think we could wrap it up, put a bow on it, and
kiss it goodnight.
Kiss it goodnight, and then stick it in the mailbox. Stick a fork in it. This one's done. So anyway, Joe, tell the world where they could find you on this awesome interwebs.
You can find me on Instagram at Joseph Ferreira.
And you can find me, Mark Sadowski, on casualphotography.net, or you could just find my Instagram, which is username LensWipe. And speaking of the LensWipe, I want to mention that we did our last show last week. We made it to 100 episodes and then we recorded an epilogue. It's, not for the faint of heart, I guess. it's a little bit of a sweary show, I would say. We just kind of kick back, relax and just go to town with that show. And, we recorded our very last episode because I think that show has run its course. It was fun while it lasted, but, you know, after 100 episodes, it was just hard to keep coming up with weird things to talk about as far as photography goes. So we did a big send-off. By big, I mean, it was just a little heartfelt episode just to thank our listeners. And if you were a listener of that show, you know, thank you. If you were not a listener to that episode, then, well... I'd say go listen to it, but you know you're not gonna get far on that one. But I just wanted to say that it was a fun show. You know, we had great people on it from you, Joe, to Matt, to Bread Geek, who was on the show. Keith was a great contributor to the show, mm-hmm. And Joe Brown,
a lot of people.
I only mentioned the people that were on this show, though. I mean, I figured people would know Keith and Bread Geek. If you know Joe Brown, great. He's a great photographer. Great guy.
He's on Instagram.
Joe Brown. So anyway, I wanted to, you know, give that a proper send-off. So, I mean, if you at least want to listen to the last episode, by all means. If you don't like it, don't worry. It's the last episode. But I did want to mention that we are going to start another photography podcast to kind of fill in the gap. It's I don't want to say exactly what it's going to be about just yet because it's a little soon. We're still trying to come up with a decent name for it. But stay tuned to our channel feeds, and you know, we'll announce it shortly. So if you're into iPhone photography, which I hope you are, if you're listening to this, then you know it'll be a great show for you. Even if you're into other forms of photography, great. If you're not, don't worry. There's still going to be a good dose of iPhone photography talk within it. And yeah, that's all. That's all I got. I'm awesome. Spent. I'm spent. It's been a long night. But anyway, that's all for this week. So we will once again say that the coming few weeks is going to be a little weird. This weekend, Matt and his awesome wife and probably awesome son are doing anniversary stuff this weekend. Joe, your wife is going to give birth very soon. And any day, any minute could happen. So
her actual due date is the 26th. But, you know, we're hoping it'll be sooner than that.
Anything can happen.
So we still have a week.
We do. So in the next few weeks, we're, you know, it's going to be difficult to say when we're going to record, when we're going to put out episodes. And I certainly won't do an episode alone. I think we've already heard what that's like with my casual photography monologues. Man, that's hard stuff. I can't do it. I went 2 episodes and that's it. I tapped out.
It's hard to talk to just yourself. You know, you need to be on or off medication in order to do that.
Well, in my case, I tried doing it while I'm driving home from a wedding because it was a great way to keep awake. But my body figured out what I was doing and I'd just keep yawning in the middle of it. And I was like, oh, sorry, can't do this now. So now yeah. I just call you.
Yeah. Joe, what are you doing right now? Keep me awake.
Yeah. Red Bulls hasn't kicked in yet.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's all for this week. Thank you for listening. And if you're swinging by iTunes, feel free to give us a 5-star rating. We might mention it on the show. We might not, but we'll be extremely grateful if you do. And if you want to write to us by going to tinyshedder.com and find our comment section or just find our email address in there. And so, yeah, Facebook, Tiny Shedder, Google Plus, all that jazz. Find us and have a good time. So anyway, that's all for this week. Take care.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week. We'll be right back.